He had made no plans, but it didn't hurt to prepare. He told Gamble to dismount and dig in along the crest of the ridge just past the seminary, facing the Rebs who would come down that road. He posted Devon in the same way, across the road from the north. Three men in line, every fourth man to fall back with the horses. He watched to see that it was done. They were weary men, and they dug in silently, and there was no music. He heard an officer grumbling. The damned fool wanted to charge the Reb picket line. Buford let loose a black glare. But it was a good line. It would hold for a while. Even old Bobby Lee. If John Reynolds got up early in the morning. It was darker now, still very quiet. No need to make the decision yet. One could always pull out at the last minute. He grinned to himself, and the staff noticed his face and relaxed momentarily. Buford thought, "One good thing about cavalry, you can always leave in a hell of a hurry." Buford turned and rode back through the town, anxious for news from his scouts. People were moving in the streets. He collected a small following of happy boys, one small, ragged girl with a beautiful, delicate face. He smiled down, but in the square ahead he saw a crowd, a speaker, a circle of portly men. He turned quickly away. He was no good with civilians. There was something about the mayors of towns that troubled him. They were too fat, and they talked too much, and they did not think twice of asking a man to die for them. Much of the East troubled Buford. A fat country. Too many people talk too much. The newspapers lied. But the women. Yes, the women. He rode by one porch, and there was a woman in a dress of rose, white lace at the throat, a tall, blonde woman with a face of soft beauty. So lovely that Buford slowed the horse, staring before taking off his hat. She stood before a vined column, gazing at him. She smiled. There was an old man in the front yard, very old and thin and weak. He hobbled forward, glaring with feeble, toothless rage.
"There's Johnny Rebs everywhere, everywhere."
Buford bowed and moved on, turned to look back at the beautiful woman who stood there watching him.
"Go back and say hello, General."
A coaxing voice, a grinning tone, lean Sergeant Corse, a bow-legged aide. Buford smiled, shook his head.
"With a woman, I bet you."
Buford turned away, headed toward the cemetery.
"If you'd like me to ride back, General, I'm sure an introduction could be arranged."
Buford chuckled. "Not tonight, Sergeant."
"The General could use a diversion. Begging your pardon, General, but you're too shy a lad for your age. You work too hard. These here quiet towns, now nothing ever happens here. And the ladies would be so delighted to see you, an important adventurous man such as you, who has seen the world. Now you'd be doing them a gracious favor just with your presence."
Buford smiled. "I'm about as shy as a howitzer."
"And similarly graceful, begging your pardon."
"Exactly." Buford began the slow ride up the hill to the cemetery.
"Ah," the sergeant said sadly, "but she was a lovely lass."
"She was that."
The sergeant brightened. "Well, then, if the general does not mind, I may just ride on over there myself later on, after supper, that is, if the general has no objections."
He pushed the glasses back up on his nose, straightened his hat, tucked in his collar. Buford said, "No objection, Sergeant."
"Ah.
Buford looked.
"And what time would the general be having supper now?"
Buford looked at the staff, saw bright, hopeful eyes. The hint finally got to him. They could not eat until he had eaten. They trailed him wherever he went, like a pennant. He was so used to their presence, he did not notice their hunger. He was rarely hungry himself these days. The sergeant said woefully,
"The folks in this here town been after us for food. The Rebs didn't leave him much. The general ought to eat what we got while we got it, because the boys is giving it away.
He glared reproachfully at the other officers.
Sorry, Buford said. He pointed to the cemetery. I'll eat right here, a little dried beef. You gentlemen have some supper.